92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Governor Tony Evers has vetoed 9 bills, including one that would bar people here illegally from getting badger care, which is already illegal under federal law. Republicans say they were worried that people without legal status could sign up for the state's Medicaid program. In his veto message, the governor said Republicans were trying to, quote, prevent problems they admit do not exist, all for the sake of trying to push polarizing political rhetoric, end quote. Some of the other bills Evers vetoed included big changes to unemployment insurance, making it easier for people to file lawsuits over elections complaints after their complaints were dismissed, delaying changes to building codes, which has been an issue for a decade, a ban on guaranteed income programs. About 150 Wisconsin towns, villages, cities, and counties have tried them, including Madison. Guaranteeing military recruiters access to high schools and adding new requirements for people getting emotional support animals. You may have heard the F-35s overhead last night. They'll be out tonight, too. The 115th Fighter Wing is doing nighttime training exercises from Truax Field. The Wisconsin Air National Guard says their flight should wrap up by 7:30 tonight. And every year, the state holds 2 big drug take-back days. The goal is to get medication nobody needs out of homes, but out of landfills and groundwater, too. And the Badger State excels at this initiative. Here's Lisa Hale.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice is reporting another strong showing for the state during this year's Fall Drug Takeback Day. According to a press release, Wisconsin once again ranked first in the nation for the most prescription medications collected during the Fall Drug Takeback Day this year. A total of around 53,500 pounds of unwanted or unneeded medications was collected during the fall event. This year's effort marks the 6th year in a row that Wisconsin has collected the most unwanted medications during the fall. Since Drug Takeback Day began in 2010, Wisconsin has collected nearly 1.5 million pounds of medications and ranks third all time behind only California and Texas.
And some local snowmobile trails are now open. Dane County has more than 500 miles of trails, and riders need a permit from the Department of Natural Resources. 4 of the county's 5 trails are ready for riders. The Parks Department says the one that's not open, the Northeast Route, will remain closed. If you want to check on what's open or for any detours, you can head to the Dane County Parks Department website. And a yearly tradition is headed our way. The holiday train is about to be in our backyard. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City locomotive started in Maine, and it's headed to South Dakota. Every time it stops, there are lights, music, and a food drive that aims to help feed people through local food banks over the holidays. Tonight, the holiday train is in Racine County, and tomorrow it's got 5 stops in Wisconsin. The closest to us are in Watertown and Columbus. And a big win for the Badgers, but not on the field or the court. Abbott, the company that just bought Exact Sciences, gave Big Ten Conference schools a challenge to see who could donate the most blood. And Wisconsin won, with more than 15,000 donations from students and supporters. The University of Nebraska came in second, followed by the University of Michigan. Because the Badgers really showed up, the university has received $1 million that will go towards student and community health initiatives. From all Big Ten conference schools, this contest collected 83,000 blood donations. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Badgers hockey is number one. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The rankings are out, and the Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team remains ranked number one in the nation after sweeping the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers men's team ranked second in the nation behind the first place Michigan Wolverines. NFL, the Packers back at practice tomorrow. Sunday, they face the Broncos in Denver. The Broncos have won 10 games in a row. Matt LaFleur revealed that despite playing the last 2 weeks, wide receiver Dontavian Wicks still recovering from that ankle injury.
He's been battling through that, and I would say it's day to day. I mean, he was limited in practice, and we'll see how he progresses, but certainly we need him out there.
NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks have the night off. They're going to host the Boston Celtics Thursday night at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks trying to snap a 2-game losing streak. Baseball, the editors of Baseball America have named the Milwaukee Brewers the Major League Organization of the Year and named Pat Murphy their Manager of the Year. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy today with some areas of freezing rain developing this afternoon, changing to snow tonight with rain and snow tonight into tomorrow morning. We could get an inch or two of accumulation with snow ending tomorrow. Our high today, 33, 26 tonight, right around 30 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.